Yoga without attitude, just exercise for good health. Introduction. Simply is presenting yoga as an excellent form of exercise you can do almost anywhere, at little if any expense, at almost any time, and on your own to improve your health. You can do yoga without immersing yourself in its history, origins, attending classes, or doing any such coercive things. In other words, no socio-political baggage comes with it. If caught in the act, just say you are doing exercises. Liberating American yoga from politics and attitude is much like what happened about a decade or so ago to fish and chicken versus beef, wine versus beer or hard alcohol, and various other such activities. My move exclusively to red wine came in the 1970s when I saw who was drinking white wine. I didn't want to be stamped with that imprint. Then I noticed when I ordered bourbon, I got twice as much and a wink from bartenders because that identified me as a different type than the wine and brie crowd. One of my favorite people, a professional businesswoman, told me how she handled these situations with a sense of humor in her predominantly male environment. I order scotch. Sometimes I drink it. Hilarious, because it touches a true point. The same approach can work for many activities such as yoga. Lighten up, leave the socio-political to others. So many things in our society get tagged with a moral spin. Vegetarians are good, meat eaters are bad. White wine and recently red wine made the club is good. Bourbon is bad. Beer is for the dumb, wine for the smart, and so on and so on. We are here to liberate yoga from its POW status. The first thing